5. Is there any more discussion on the A16 amendment? Anyone from the audience want to comment on this?
Madam Chair?
I think there was somebody who wanted to comment.
No. Well,
Mr. McMahon.
Senator Pappas, member of the Conference Committee. My name is Scott McMahon. I'm with the Minnesota Private College Council. We represent the 17 private liberal arts nonprofit colleges, enroll about 59,000 students each year, about 45,000 of those undergraduate students, between 10,000 and 12,000 state grant recipients every year. The one concern that we have that hasn't been raised yet is the provision in here that would, if there was, however we want to define it, the excess money come second semester of next year. Right now, in this amendment, it's to be sent back via the living miscellaneous expense portion of it. That bucket of money will be created by assessing students on their assigned student responsibility and assigned family responsibility, which varies from student to student based off of both their income and their tuition costs in institutions. From a logistical standpoint, within our sector, I don't know how it plays out with MNSU and the University of Minnesota, but within our sector, when that money gets returned to students, whether it's via the living miscellaneous expense or the adjustments on the student share and the family share, the aid administrators still need to go into the system and adjust each one of those awards. This process on either side will probably take anywhere from 3 to 5 days of a full-time employee to make those changes. We would argue that if you're going to create a bucket of money by assessing students based off of their income and their cost of tuition and fees, that if there is money left over at the end of the day, that money should be returned back to the students via those same parameters and not through the LME, which treats every student the same. So each student would get the exact same amount, even though they were all assessed at a different rate.
Well, Madam Chair.
Representative Rukavina.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding this amendment, but this amendment, you know, tells them how to reduce if there's no money. But the amendment is letting them take 8 point whatever they said out of the state grant program. We didn't create a bucket of money. We took the money from the state grant program.
True.
Not on anybody's increase in the family responsibility or the student share. We just took 8.5 or whatever it is out of the state grant program. And we're saying if there isn't a demand on that $8.5 million, I'm assuming it would go out in the same formulas.
Well, right.
But
now,
if there is some left over, that it would go out on the LME. You're right,
Madam Chair, Representative Rukavina. Right now, our understanding is if there is this $8.5 million created, it's being created through the way that the parameters are being set on what the rationing is going to be.
It's 5% of the total 162 million, or the demand, I should say.
True, but if that, Madam Chair, Representative Rukavina, if that 5.5%, $8 million, whatever the number happens to be, was still in the program, the parameters on how the rationing would go forward would be different.
Mr. Berg,
Ms. Fergus,
are you interpreting it that way?
You don't know.
Mr. Chair, maybe Mr. Fergus and Ms. Fergus can provide a little more issue on how fine you pare the cheese here. I mean, your point is correct. The way this is written is we're not taking this money out via the parameter change. We're taking it off the top before the parameter changes
occur. And if there's any, and if you need more money, then you would reduce it this way. That's the way I thought. It's pretty clear, but you know. For OHE, call up Zetterberg. He's in the back of the room. Well, maybe we can get the achieve money over to.
Madam Chair.
How are you interpreting this, Fergus?
Representative Rukavina and Madam Chair.
Ms. Fergus.
I think I'm following the question. Essentially, what we are doing under the proposal is we are establishing rationing parameters that would essentially ration $35 million, or $42 million from the program. Under the proposal that OHE presented you. If we were not allowed to ration at $42 million, which creates that $10 million set aside, then we would ration at a lower level, be it $35 million or be it whatever number, and that would result in different rationing parameters. So while under the OHE proposal, we have an assigned student responsibility of 48.25%, essentially, if we're not allowed, if that set aside is not included, that 48.25 would be reduced. It would most likely go to something closer to 48.0%.
If what's set aside?
The $10 million, if that $10 million figure changes, the 48.25% assigned student responsibility and
right.
the 20.5 AFR surcharge, those would change in response to whatever amount that set aside is authorized for.
Right.
Correct.
Let me just remind everyone that this is a one-year only
exactly.
provision. And if there are some problems or issues with it, I'm sure we'll hear about it next year when we have to set a budget for the state grant. So I would renew my motion that we adopt Representative Rukavina's motion to adopt the A16 amendment as.
Madam Chair, do you want to make a full motion so we take care of the concerns and the credit transfer?
I actually am a little confused about that. So let's do this
okay.
separately, and then let's talk about the credit transfer language. Okay. Everyone here knows the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion.
All.
Did I hear two
he
ayes?
Said aye.
Okay. Motion prevails. Okay. Then on the credit transfer language, we had, I thought we had sort of an agreement. The House had wanted to remove, does everyone have the 184D?
We don't know. We have so many different proposals
well,
here.
Yes, 184D. And at the end of 184D, we've already discussed Section 37, so it's really Section 38 that we're talking about.
Okay, 184D. And
page
18.
And Madam
Chair, could I have Ms. Novak explain the amendment?
Right. And Mr. Stanton, this relates to you, and I think a request, I'm told, is from the IFO. So, are there copies of the 184D at the end of the table?
There were.
Yes. There were?
And we're sharing a copy here.
Yes.
To save.
Save paper.
Save
right.
paper.
That's already included. All right.
Okay, Ms. Novak.
This was
art.
Yes.
This was art. Matched.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, on my
18.
Understanding of what the IFO request was, is on page 18, line 33, delete everything after C, and on page 18, line 34, delete everything before the period.
Okay. And the note I got from Representative Rukavina was to remove language on 1831 that said, we'll remove any barriers to credit transfer. And after consulting with Senator Clark, we offered to take out that entire sentence starting on 1830
right.
as not really needing that any of that language. But this 1833 and 1834 was news to me. So maybe, Mr. Stanton, you could.
No, she's correct.
Who's correct?
You are.
I'm
Sandy.
Correct.
You're correct.
I'm
so
correct.
So we didn't think
about
C.
So we don't want this. Okay. Then we're done. Okay.
Because
then
we had so many different sheets to work
different,
off of
right.
here.
Right.
So,
okay.
Madam Chair, I will move that on the in the 184D document here that we delete after the period on 1830 the language and then all of 1831 and all of 1832.
Okay, does everyone have the motion? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Then I believe we have the document. We're done, so if someone wants to move to adopt the entire document, 184D with the amendments.
Madam Chair, I'll move the 184D then.
Are there any questions
as amended.
On what we're doing? Any comments, any concerns, anyone from the audience? Then the motion is to adopt the 184D document as amended.
This is still in.
Yeah. Okay. Senator Roebling, are you okay?
Madam Chair, I was just confused about Section C there.
That was still in.
That is still in.
That's still in. Right. It was just a mistake because we were working off different documents. Okay, all
Madam Chair, could I just say one last thing before leave?
Yes.
You know, I think this is the first time, and I haven't been on higher education that long, but I think this is the first time that we haven't addressed or had that we have had a shortfall in the state grant program, which is one of the best or was one of the best in the country. And I'm really saddened that the governor in his budget failed to mention the fact that because of the economy, we'd eaten up in the first year of the biennium, you know, $42 million more than was projected by OHE. It's not their fault. There were some other glitches in there, you know, which is water under the bridge, I guess. But, you know, we tried to address it in the House bill in a number of different ways, with a surcharge on income tax, with a mutual fund fee, and we are trying to address it in our bill, which I think the Senate may have has agreed to that language also, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, I just hate to see any more pressure put on the students in higher education, our entire systems, whether they're privates, publics, or whatever, because they just have just so much pressure put on them with these increased tuition costs and everything else in the whole economy. So, you know, that's what we've been, I've been concerned with, Madam Chair, and, you know, it's always a pleasure to work with you, and if I overreact, it's just my passion for the students coming
right.
out.
Right.
Not to mention you really do tick me off once in a while, but that's okay, too, because I know you got a job to do and you have passion, too.
Well, Representative Rukavina, you just keep forgetting that you're dealing with a fellow ranger.
I know. It's good to hear you say that, finally.
And I know we all have a concern about the students and the impact on the students, and sometimes we just maybe disagree a little bit on how to get there. That's all our goal.
And my understanding in the hallway, and anyhow, what I heard is Mr. Metzen's donating his next 3-month checks to try to balance the student.
And we're very happy to see Mr. Metzen here and healthy.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
The best to you. I'm glad you came through that okay. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We have a report. Thank you very much, members.